Yeah, I think if anything, last night showed that the people at Burntfoot remain extremely, extremely frustrated at the delay in getting flood protection measures in that village. Residents of Park and Greenan have yet to return to their home. They're still scattered throughout Inishowen with no date in sight when they come home. Residents in Nisnagreena who have returned to their homes remain in constant fear. Anytime there's rain, they're in constant fear their home is going to be washed away. Likewise, businesses in the centre of the village are in extreme danger of being destroyed again. And I suppose in Burntfoot, it's indicative of feeling across Inishowen and those homes that got destroyed that flood protection measures nearly 2 years on. We're still waiting for them. Burntfoot, through their tenacity and through their perseverance, secured €1.5 million to build flood defences. And that's progressing, albeit at a slow pace. That's progressing. In Elm Park, Riverdale and along the Crana, those developments have no assurances yet as to when flood defence measures will be built. So I think a message was sent loud and clear last night that people remain extremely, extremely frustrated. And to be honest, they have every reason to feel that way.
So really what you're saying here is for the project at Burntfoot to be fast-tracked here and maybe some assurances given to other areas who have not yet got that surety of funding for flood protection measures.
Absolutely. Now, an executive engineer has finally been put in place from the council to progress the Burntfoot flood protection measures. And there will be a lot of kind of hoops and obstacles to overcome and stages to get through. So it is progressing, and that's the one assurance that we could give to the people of Burntfoot. It is progressing and will be done. I can imagine now that the people of Elm Park and Riverdale and Buncrana will be crying out to get that far. They still don't have any assurance of any monies, but I think it's a wake-up call, a reminder, if it was needed, that across Inishowen there's communities that remain in fear that floods are going to come again, destroy their homes once again. And as of yet, we don't have the defence measures to protect those people.